From the White House all the way down to neighborhood business associations, the message is virtually uniform. We need to get the economy growing again. But that's the wrong goal, says Chris Martinson, because it's looking backward toward a time of plenty and not into a future that will inevitably be characterized by scarcities.
And our economy is based on a type of money that requires constant growth. Can anything grow infinitely forever? Well, the answer is yes, as long as there are no limits. But if there are limits, the answer is no. And one of the key limits we see right in front of us is around oil. It's facing geological constraints in terms of how much more we can get out of the ground. It can't grow anymore, it seems. So when we put can't grow with must grow together, and one of them is geological in basis and the other is human-derived, I always go with nature and think that we have to face the idea that our economy can no longer grow.
And that realization quickly runs head-on into the hard math of population growth.
In the case of the United States, our population is growing about 1.5% per year. Well, if jobs aren't growing 1.5% per year, you're going to have some sort of a shortfall in the amount of available jobs to workers.
Martinson is a former corporate vice president whose own informal study of economic trends led him to quit his job, simplify his life, and begin writing and talking about what he had learned. It's all been condensed in his book and presentation called The Crash Course, which is meant to be both cautionary and instructive.
We want to first preserve the status quo and second return to some standard of living or trajectory that we were on a few years ago. And my message is that prudent individuals, adults, corporations, communities need to consider the idea, even if they reject it afterward, consider this. What if we can't return to where we were? Most times when we can sit down with the data, the most common response is, oh my gosh, this looks serious, what do we do? And the good news is there's lots we can do.
For starters, he suggests rethinking our individual expectations for a personal standard of living.
Something that we confuse, particularly in America, is the idea that more stuff is more happiness, that those are linked things. Unless we have a rising standard of living, we're going to have a falling happiness index, and that's just untrue. I have personally cut my standard of living in half over the past 8 or 10 years, and I think I've doubled my quality of life.
On a broader level, Martinson continues, we need to become far more frugal with fossil fuels while proactively looking beyond their eventual exhaustion.
We should be transitioning towards a very different energy future. We should have lots of resources dedicated towards helping our youngest, best, and brightest choose and pursue fields in energy and infrastructure. These are the things we need to be prosperous as a nation. I'd much rather be prosperous than big.
The watchword for the years ahead will be resiliency, Martinson suggests. By preparing for that now, we can be less confounded by the social and economic upheaval that may well lie just beyond the horizon. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRC.